This is tape T94/16. On 5th of December 1994, Valentina Bold is talking to two sisters, Margaret Young and Molly Stevenson, in Cambuslang, Glasgow, about their experiences of going to the cinema in the 1930s.
Okay, well, I'll just put that over beside you, because it doesn't... It doesn't.
More or less took me out of that. Well,
if you want something, you put your hand up.
Right, it doesn't pick up very far away, so I'll just put it there, and then it'll shoot down.
Pick you both up all right. The other thing before we actually get started talking about cinemas, I was wanting to ask a couple of details about both of you, just to make sure I've got your background right, that sort of thing. And it'll simplify things, of course, because a lot of them will be the same for both of you.
Yeah.
So, can I ask what your dates of birth both are?
17th of June, 1923. That's what you're supposed to follow up with. 24/11/25.
I think it's safe to
go through.
Thank you.
Yeah. Safe to call. Having your arm twisted up your back helps.
And were you both born in Glasgow then?
Yes.
Whereabouts?
Well, I was born at Broomhill,
and I was born at Ridley. In the same house my sister still stays.
There, that's right.
And can I ask what it was that your father did?
Commercial traveller, we call them in those days. Probably a rep nowadays, but commercial traveller, we knew the man.
And did your mother work at all?
No.
And do you have any other sisters and brothers?
No, just the two of us.
Can I ask a bit about your education as well? What schools you went to?
Well, Ridley Primary,
yes.
Both of us, Ridley Primary, mm-hmm. and White Hill Senior Secondary, that's in Denison.
And how old were you from here?
I was 17. What age were you? 14?
I must have been, uh-huh. Uh-huh.
And did you go on to any education after that?
Margaret did it, yeah.
Oh, well, that was when I was in my 40s, so I didn't do anything.
I see.
Uh-huh. I went to a college education, became a teacher in my 40s. You were in the army?
In the army.
ETS?
For 3 years. But we were both the secretaries, you could say, shorthand typist.
Well, no, you were a secretary, I was a shorthand typist. I didn't become a secretary.
Oh, well, I didn't become a secretary until I came out of the army and joined the Royal Mail.
See, there was a difference. I mean, secretary was a bit higher than shorthand typist.
So it was
office work?
Yes.
Uh-huh. You went to a legal place and I went to...
I was lawyer first of all, a lawyer's office first of all, and then the Burma Oil Company.
Uh-huh.
And is that right for you working like
them? Well, I was 31 years with them.
Right.
The Burma Oil.
Burma Oil.
You were saying that you...
I left when I had the first baby, that would be... 1956 I left work, mm-hmm. and I didn't go to college till 8 years later, or 10 years. I was in my 40s then.
And
for about 19 years.
And can I ask if you had any strong political beliefs or anything?
No. I can vote for anything as it comes up my hum.
Yeah.
Depending what I think is best for the country and the time.
Yeah,
having voted for all three political parties at one point in my career, so I'm a floating voter.
Yeah. Well, I've always voted Conservative.
Were there any arguments?
Oh, well, we always argue about different things, but no, nothing that would upset us.
That's interesting. And can I ask for you to
I think I've lived my life in a 5 mile radius.
It's a nice part, 5 miles.
Yes.
And that's when you were married then?
1953, the year the Queen was crowned and they got up Everest and we got married. So that's the three main things in 1953. The coronation and Everest.
Can I ask what this
One of life's untrained, what was it that I was going to say? Unclaimed treasures. Here, come on.
The other thing that I'd like to ask this, say before we get started is, because I'm taping with Steve, these tapes are going to be kept in the university, and I was wondering if you would have any objection of, say, in the future, someone else that was doing research about someone who's in the 30s, listen to that material.
Not a bit.
Or maybe read through a transcript of it, that sort of thing.
None whatsoever, no.
Can I ask you then if you sign this declaration? It's just one of these sort of legal things.
In case we sue you for defamation of character. I'll get my glasses.
So
I'll get my glasses.
It's the sort of gold print that's there.
Just here.
I'd like to sign the piece. Right. Thanks very much.
Sorry.
Thanks a lot.
Is that your pen?
Yes. The first thing that I really would like to ask you both about are your earliest memories of going to the cinema. Because I know you were talking about going to the cinema sort of age of
a lot,
five.
Yes.
Or
is it on just now?
Yes, it is.
Yeah. Yes. Why don't you start with yours?
Well, it's a funny one that I can remember. My earliest one was going to the picture house in Sucky Hall Street with my mother, my aunt and yourself. But the film I can remember was The Chain Gang with Paul Muni, but I can't imagine Mum and Dad. I think that must have been a second feature. It must have been a funny film, because I can't imagine them taking us to The Chain Gang, but that is my earliest recollection. And of course, we always went to the Saturday morning ones, you know, in Denison, you know, Buck Jones and Ken Maynard and
I can't remember them very
like
much,
that.
No, I can't remember them. My earliest recommended in town somewhere with Mum, and it was a comedy, and I think it was a Harold Lloyd film, and he gets his foot into a spittoon, and I get so upset, I cried and cried, and my mother had to take me out because I thought, he'll never get his foot out of that spittoon. Because everybody's rolling about, and I'm having an absolute Annie Rooney, and I was taken out of the picture house. So that's my, I must have been a Harold Lloyd comedy, which I didn't find funny at all. That's my.
So was it comedies that you mainly went to with your parents then?
I think they would have quite a wide range, but not.
Yes.
I'm quite sure that why The Chain Gang, because I remember crying and my head being more or less between my knees most of the time.
Well, the films we went to see were the Fred Astaire, Ginger Rogers one, the Andy Hardy ones, Diana Durbin, Carol Lombard, the sort of Zany ones, what do you call that, Katharine Hepburn, Cary Grant, light ones,
light,
in the 30s anyway, might have broadened out a wee bit in the 40s, but definitely in the 30s it was, to take our mind from the horrible 30s, but we weren't aware of the horrible 30s, we thought that was normal.
Yeah.
Can I ask you about the cinema that you mentioned there, the picture house in Dunstan, was it?
Yes, there was the Parade, which is now a restaurant, and the Marne, which is a way, and then our two local ones, because we were the district next to Denison, going out of town, first of all it was the Rex, and then it was the Vogue. The Rex is the way that the Vogue is now a bingo hall. And these were the four local cinemas.
We didn't go into town very often on our own. Not in the 30s.
We were definitely not in the 30s. Because we saw Gone with the Wind and the Odeon. Was it the Odeon? Yeah, it was the Odeon.
No, it wasn't the Odeon.
It was
the Queen's Playhouse.
Can you tell me a bit more about these local cinemas? What were they like?
Oh, they were lovely. Except the man was looked upon as the local bunkhouse.
Oh, yes.
It was like a wooden construction,
but the Rex was very, very new then.
And the Vogue was even newer.
Oh, yes,
about the cinemas you might want to take with you, which I wouldn't mind if it long you sent it back to me again. All the different cinemas.
Have you seen it? I think I have actually. Is that the Blount one? It's very good, isn't it?
Yes, that's fine.
Yes. And I like this because it does give you you get an idea of what they were like.
Yes, And they had people standing outside. What did they call? Doormen?
Yes.
Yeah. Commissioners. But it was a big thing to go to the pictures. I mean, it really was.
Well, the Rex and the Vogue were the two newer ones. The Denison and the Marne were definitely older. But I think the Rex was an ABC.
Yes.
But the Vogue was tied up with the
Singleton.
The one Rose Street.
Cosmo.
Cosmo. Uh-huh. It was linked with the Cosmo.
And then it changed. Route.
Well, it changed because Singleton was either the first owner, and then was it West? Did I say West?
I don't remember.
And he was a Lord Provost. He was either first or Singleton second, you know.
Uh-huh.
But it was with the Cosmo group.
But they changed the name from the Vogue to the Ridley, didn't they?
Yes, it was the Vogue first of all, and then it became the Ridley.
What was that one like
inside? Oh, it was lovely.
It was
more Art Deco than the other ones.
Yes, very much so. I would say that the Rex was traditional. The Rex was a traditional cinema, I would say, but the Vogue was, we thought it was.
I don't think the Parade
was all there.
The Parade wasn't up to much.
It was old as well, because it was older than the Rex.
Yeah.
But it was so brightly coloured, you know, you were into the reds and the greens and things like that.
Isabel said something about the stars up in the ceiling,
yes.
I don't remember that.
It was as though you were looking at the sky.
She wondered what would happen if the rain came on.
Yeah, it really was. It wasn't like the Pavilion Theatre, which does open up. We didn't have any organs there, no. That was more the town that you really got the music.
No, La Scala had
an organ. It had an organ and
there's
the
a picture of it in there. Possibly, but I don't remember.
Was the Paramount before the Odeon? Was that Paramount become the Odeon? It definitely had an organ.
I just found that as you were saying that.
Yeah, there's the organ there. That's right. Yes.
That looks very grand.
Yes, and round here was it both sides you had this that you could eat. Both up the sides?
Yes,
both
up the sides
side, just
the
one
balcony.
Just one side?
Just one side.
Someone was
telling
me about that. Was it right that they used to bring
food
to you?
Yes,
yes. If you had enough pocket money,
We never did that, but I could see that.
Oh, I've done it. Yeah. Elsie and I have done it.
What sort of things did you serve
there? Well, it was the sausages or ham
high
and
tea,
egg.
High tea.
High tea, you know. Fish and chips and things.
High tea, yes.
You know, you'd have your scones and your cakes afterwards
possibly. Yes. It was, if you weren't eating, it was slightly annoying to hear the knife and fork go down. You know, you could, it would have been better with paper plates and there wouldn't have been such a clatter when the stuff went down.
But it was novel.
Uh-huh.
But that's the only one we know that had that.
Yes, that's
La Scala.
Well,
attended. Yeah.
Yes, it was.
You were saying that was more as you got a bit older, you went into
town.
Now
that would be the 40s, I would say.
Yeah.
But not the 30s, we didn't venture into town at all unless your mother was with us,
right.
Or
father. I was wondering to ask you about that as well. I mean, did your parents go to the
pictures? Oh, yeah, they liked it. They liked the same. Yes, definitely.
I don't remember them going as a twosome, though. They took us to the night. I don't remember them as a night out going to the pictures. I don't remember them having nights out at all. Might go to the odd dance, like.
Uh-huh. but I don't remember them going. Well, they probably just went in the...
Oh, well, possibly they couldn't afford it.
I mean, that, they managed to keep the family together, but I don't know if they had all that much money. Every penny was a prisoner in those days. You were lucky if your father had a job. But they don't take them out all that often.
No.
No.
I remember once standing in the queue for a green getting tickets, I think it was the audience at that time. I changed from the apartment to the audience. And this fellow came behind me and asked for a few adults and two children. And it's been up for, and it came to over £1. And I thought, this is
That was something they had in the '40s. They had people entertaining you outside. You know, they had tap dancers and they had singers and they'd the band, the buskers, and you gave them coppers and whatnot. But I don't remember that in the '30s. I suppose they wouldn't be. Yeah. I remember seeing Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs when it came out at first in the parade, and my mother, her price was threepence and mine was twopence.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And the Rex was dearer, it was fourpence and sixpence.
Mm-hmm.
So we'd gather up the jelly jars, as we call them, the jelly jars, and take them round to the shops and get twopences and threepences for them.
Right.
That was really something. Do you remember that being a sort of special?
Oh yes,
well, that would be
there was
special,
an Eddie Cantor film that finished off at the very end, just at the very end.
Was that the George White scandal?
No. This was something, and it came, and it was. They went into this factory, all the children, and they're eating all these cones and things, and that was the first time I'd seen colour.
Ah.
It was an Eddie Cantor film, which was in the '30s, and it was really. Oh, that was phenomenal to see the colour. Although nowadays when you look at the black and white films, they were good. You never thought about it.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, I think some of them are better not being coloured.
Mm-hmm.
I like them, the black and white.
Mm-hmm.
But just what you were used to. I don't know, it was quite a thing in the colour kind of.
I mean, these sort of pieces that you're talking about, is that...
Stood for hours.
If you saw a film or a picture house without a queue,
you reckon that the whole long queue. And you used to say, well, if we go up to that lamppost, we'll stay. And then you go up the lamp, and then if we go up to that lamp, we'll stay. But you stayed for hours, waiting for. I mean, everybody went to the pictures. It was a thing to do.
And as the evening went on, they would come and say, well, after here, you haven't got a chance.
Yeah.
You know, that's when the commissioner would come into his own, they'd say, after that, you haven't got a chance, not worthwhile
waiting.
Had it all counted out, you know.
Would they be quite strict with you?
Oh, hadn't you?
Yes. Well, I mean, they had all the gold, epaulette, and the hat, and everything.
Yeah,
like
general or something.
Speaking, there was more discipline generally about
Authority. They were generally pretty big men. I mean, they weren't just wee weaves that were standing around.
No, they were tall, well built.
Mm-hmm. I suppose we'd call them bouncers now.
But
mm-hmm.
Well, they kept the keys, they controlled the keys.
Yeah.
Told you where to stand, how to form the keys.
Yeah, joined on at the end.
Well, they had a wee stand.
Yes, they had a stand telling
you
the price.
And you tried to judge which lot would you win first.
First, yes.
Uh-huh. Yeah. But they really had a good programme. I mean, there was the A film, the B film, the coming attractions, the news, the cartoon.
Well, you got your money's worth, you really did. You
I mean, it was about 3 hours you were there anyway.
Uh-huh.
And it was good. I mean, you really got a lot. I don't think there was anything else you got.
No, you didn't have...
Coming attractions, that would be another thing. And occasionally there would be a bouncing ball that you'd sing songs to.
Can you tell me more about that?
Well, they'd put up the words of the song. And so as you'd know which words you were at, they had a sort of tennis ball going from one word to the other. You know, and you all get called it the bouncing ball.
Yeah.
sometimes it would both work, but occasionally you would get a wee sing-song without, I mean, the music would come out the screen, I suppose. But you had a wee sing-alongs.
Did you ever see competitions in the cinema? Because I've heard that some of them did, you know, singing competitions and you had hymns and
no,
like
no.
That.
Would that not be before? That would be way at the very beginning of, really before, even before our time. Between
yes.
25 and 30 maybe.
And that's when we had a pianist doing the background music.
Ah, that was before our time,
uh-huh.
No. We didn't,
yeah.
we didn't see the silence.
No.
That was after us.
I think it was maybe some of the
no, I would imagine. The Regal would have the competitions maybe. The Regal feature is in Tucky Hall Street, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
But I never saw any talent competitions.
Yes,
Yeah.
Who was it that Dad was yanked off the stage?
I can't remember.
He got it was somewhere in the, like the Citizen Season in the door, wasn't he? He got the hook.
He wasn't very good, he was pulled off.
I don't know.
Well,
that
wouldn't be the cinema though, would it?
No, it might
that
be.
The Pentechnicon or something
like
that.
That's right, Pentechnicon. Mm-hmm.
That was before our time.
Because I was interested as well when we were talking there about, you know, missionaries and everything. I mean, how did children look when the films were on? Were you very quiet?
Well,
well
no, there
were...
Well, it was murder in the morning.
Well...
Really?
During the war, the morning cinema started for children.
No.
But the cinema club.
We were quite young when we went.
It was very noisy. It was in the morning.
Very, very noisy. It was only if there was something terribly exciting on the screen where you would get silent. But the usherettes would come with their torches, you know, and shine it on you and try and keep you in control. But it was very, very noisy.
Yeah.
I never remember
going
to the cinema in the morning.
Well, Saturday
well,
mornings.
After the morning matinee, yes.
No, the mornings was the...
What
the ones we went to?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, then it was used to get, the follow-up, was it?
Oh, there was a continuing story of
the
Buck Jones, people like that.
The hairline was tied to the railway line and the train was coming up and of course
and it would stop.
Because
you had to go next week.
The cat calls and the shouting
yes,
it was something. As you say, it was only when it really was something, I mean, if there was any kissing or anything like that, that was nobody wanted to know.
Let's have some action, not that kind of action, but action.
Were there certain kinds of films that you preferred for
your child? Oh yes, I would say the Andy Hardy films and the Ginger Roger Fred Astaire's, I adored them. And Indiana Durbin, loved them. Wizard of Oz, loved it.
Yes.
Oh yes.
Oh,
they wanted the gun. My dear likes. I don't. Elton was he? He was my hero at one point.
But that was in the 40s.
40s, you think? Coming up late 30s.
Yes.
40s. We bought all the film magazines, of course, and had our bedroom plastered and pictures. And
our mother bought us a film magazine.
Well, I've got some books here that you might be interested in.
But once a week, Mum, she would go into the... Our church was in town, and she'd go to Woolworths and buy screenplay or screen stories. Every Thursday, she brought us back from the town.
I've seen a photocopy of
that, and it's amazing, interesting thing. I mean, I obviously had a degree of what I write. I mean, the really top one was in reading underlined, and it was just an ordinary film, it was just in pencil. But
I never tell sometimes they pluck out.
Oh, of course.
Yeah. But what about the clothes and things in these films as well? Was that an attraction?
Oh,
of course.
Much.
Oh,
yes. The makeup, the clothes.
I was a knitter, and I knitted a jumper that Jean Wyland wore. I remember doing that. I only did it once, but I don't remember that. I admired it so much that I managed to make it. You know, got the stitches from another pattern that managed to make it up. And I always remember that with Jane Wyman.
Mm-hmm.
At that time, she was married to Ronald Reagan.
Yeah. Oh, I'd say the clothes were definitely.
Yes. And we copied Diana Durbin's. We tried to get a hat the same as Diana Durbin.
Mm-hmm. And the Bobby socks.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yes, I think the clothes were very important.
These sort of books are so interesting to look at. I mean, these things that you poured over.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
It was the monthly magazines we got, wasn't it? The Picture Goer and the old Modern Screen.
Uh-huh.
Oh, we loved the American magazines, just loved it. Must have saved up our pocket money to get that as well. Oh, yes,
that's
right.
That's
the annual,
yes,
we've got that.
Is that something you've got regularly at Christmas?
I would say, well, I've got them from 38 up to 42 anyway. Yes, that was a big thing to get.
Just looking through, we've got, this is 1938, and there's Nelson Eddy.
Oh,
that was
all,
yes,
we
like
them.
Marion Beatty.
Oh, she was so Bam Patel was Marion. And Greta Garbo was beautiful. And oh, yes.
What about Gracie Fields? Is she?
Well,
yes,
she was,
we
liked
Gracie.
She was jolly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Our Gracie
is a bit slapstick, but you know, we like them. And also we George Formley.
Yes.
We go to see George Formley for us too.
What was it like
about George Bundy? Oh, well, I like his tunes because they were always jolly, leaning on a lamppost.
Yeah.
I think
that. And he'd get up to lots of tricks and things. I thought he was funny. I would never want to see him nowadays, but,
you know.
We were much simpler.
The comedy of the
humour
at the time. It
just suited us. Uh-huh. Because it was really very funny.
You see it now, perhaps, on television.
Yeah.
Become
very engrossed in
itself.
What would you ever see in that?
But we like the musicals. We like the musicals. As you say, George White Scandals and Ezekiel Follies.
The British musicals were never, they didn't flow the same way as the Americans. The Americans definitely had
Busby Barclay and Chorus Girls.
I mean, what did you call that one that dancing in the ceiling?
Jessie Matthews.
Uh-huh. I mean, she was, it looked as though she was dancing with two wooden legs, but I mean, we really thought when she went over the ceiling on that, it was fantastic. But
mind you, when you see Ruby Keeler dancing nowadays, you're all about laughing.
That's right. But I mean, she, Jessie Matthews, our type of, and even Anna Needle's tap dancing was.
Oh, well, she wasn't even a tap dancer.
No.
She was really more of a ballroom dancing.
Mm-hmm.
Was she not in the 40s?
Oh,
she had
that big success with
people around Victoria.
Oh,
yes.
Yeah,
uh-huh.
So she was
good in
it.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. That's right. And she was an actress as well as being a dancer, but she wasn't a tap dancer, I don't think.
Mm-hmm.
She certainly was the original one of the Cochrane girls, Cochrane girls.
Yes,
Cochrane.
That's right. C.B. Cochrane.
Uh-huh. But she became a dramatic actress.
I think the English film, what I can remember, the English film films, basically, Jimmy Ferrero and Jimmy the War, making war films.
The way of propaganda,
I don't recommend ever seeing the English film.
Well, Leslie Howard was good. Scarlet Pimpernel, if I remember rightly.
And, what do you call him, John Mills?
Mm-hmm. Well, they didn't have stand a chance with the American films. They were churning them out, mind you.
Yes.
And we were really wallowing in the world. Couldn't get enough of them.
I've just come to aeroplane news.
Oh, I loved
that.
I thought he was so handsome. And when I think of what he's like, you know, what he was like in real life, it puts you off. I thought he was so handsome.
Well,
And I particularly like in things like Robin
Hood.
Oh, yes,
Oh, that's wonderful. Picture book of Robin
Hood. It's a very good film. It's still good.
Yes, very much so.
It had this lovely smile and lovely voice and a twinkle in the eye. And I thought it was the bee's knees.
Did you like the sort of storyline that you got with a film like that? With
Dodge City. I can't remember what else, but Dodge City. The perfect Specimen was one of his.
I remember
mentioning that. I think they're all the good films that Elton John was very acceptable. You know,
of course, the other actors in that movie.
Well, they had a good stable.
They kept using the same people over and over again.
Especially Errol Flynn. They always had Alan Hale and quite a number of well-known faces. They were never, ever leading men, but they were always very good as backup to any film that he was in.
Yeah.
Do you think that's something that's true? The films of the time that they were good?
Supporting.
They're a good, as I say, a good stable.
You recognise them from one film to the other. You just, he's good. And
but when you see them now, you realise, you know, you might have as many as 10 or 12 supporting actors who stayed for a long, long time. I mean, you're really amazed when you say, he was a name, and you could remember the names.
That was another thing. The Americans did the David Copperfield and the classics very, very well. They really did. I thought there was, and David Copperfield, one that comes to mind, Pride and Prejudice, I think it was maybe in the 40s, but that was very well
done. It was very well done.
But they seemed to be able to make the Dickens books really live, I thought.
Did they do Wuthering Heights too?
Yes, they would do, I think anyway. Mel Auburn and
the Auburn.
I wouldn't be absolutely sure about that.
Or should she come over here to do it?
We also have a backup book. Talk amongst yourselves while I look at this book. Wuthering Heights.
Well, do you have many people in for a course like this?
That we're talking to? Sorry.
No, you are studying this. Is there many people?
Actually, it's not a course. What it is, I maybe I should have explained a bit more about this when I came in actually. Annette Coon, who we were in touch with before, managed to get some funding to set up a project so that we can look at this in more detail. So what's happening is she and myself are working on it and we're talking to people in Glasgow, and we're also going to be talking to some people down south in Manchester, in London, and possibly in one of a rural area in England. So we're going to try and see out of that if there are, you know, similarities, differences between people's experiences of going to the cinema in the first place. So really it's a 2-year project, just looking entirely at this.
And what will be the, will you be writing a book or?
There will probably be a book coming out of it, and we might also be doing some broadcasts or with it being run through the theatre department. The film film department at Glasgow is possible that we might do some drama out of it as well. So we're really thinking about that at the moment, ways that we can communicate the information in an accessible way so that more people can find out about it. But in the short term it probably will be for some articles and, as I say, reflecting all this information. I don't know if that makes it clearer or not.
Wuthering Heights, Samuel Golden, so that's MGM.
I'm
American film.
I mean, you mentioned Mel Oberon and Laurence Olivier there, and were they other stars that you like?
Oh yes.
We'll follow their film. Ronald Coleman.
Yeah, there's a lot of British actors went across to America.
Vera Garson, not that she was...
She was Irish, but she
was Irish.
Anyway, close enough.
I think they had this, what was supposed to be a star build-up in the life of the film, rather than,
the independent,
to the same extent as English actors.
But the Ealing Studios, if I remember it, Ealing Studios.
Elstree.
But they had the Warner Brothers, MGM,
Columbia.
Paramount.
It was marketed, as it were.
Yes, by them.
In America. The star quality or the star.
Yes.
But
they built them up, though. They took them in and built them up. I mean, if your face fitted, that was.
You'd be inclined to go to a film to review the actor and see like Spencer Tracy, that you would assume that the film itself was good.
Yes,
because they were in it.
Of course.
I mean, did you think about going, and when I see there are a number of films going to, did you more or less go to every film that was on, or did you make a choice between?
I suppose you could.
To answer your question, I'm sort of quite a good team, but the Camden line, Burnside, all of it.
That's where Jack came from.
A very small area. It had 8 cinemas in it. So you just couldn't go to 8 cinemas. It was either, I would really go to the film twice a week, at most. And maybe 2 or 4.
Of course, some of the films were only on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and then they changed it Thursday, Friday, Saturday. It didn't last a week. So you're really quite a choice.
You'd probably go on a Monday, and then the next time would be a Saturday, a Friday or a Saturday.
You just accepted the fact that you went to a film or picture race for Saturday night, you'd have to choose. Unless you went
very early.
If you were witching, as it were.
That wasn't in the 30s, though. That would be in the 40s.
And the meeting time was maybe 7 o'clock, and you'd have to stand in a queue to get into the picture.
But that's in the 40s, Jack. We're talking about the 30s.
Well, in the 30s, I don't think we paid a great deal of attention to the radio, which was the only form of entertainment in the house, other than playing cards or
we listened to the radio a lot.
But not as young as that. I don't remember listening to the
radio. Oh, Henry Hall.
Oh, yes. I remember Henry Hall's Dance Night. But I'm just saying, you didn't sit around the...
Well, not maybe not as young as that, but...
I mean, it's not everybody was like you. I mean, you learnt your lessons with the radio above your head.
That's true.
But,
I suppose it would be.
I don't remember ever saying, I can't go out, I want to listen to the radio.
No. Any excuse to get out of the house.
That you tended to go to the cinema.
Yes.
Rather than stay in and listen to it. I mean, nowadays you'd probably say, oh no, I can't go to the pictures tonight. There's an episode of Coronation Street that I must see. I mean, that's what you would do nowadays, but you didn't do that then with the radio.
No, we listened to radio more in the 40s from the wartime.
Yes.
We listened to the plays and the ITMA and all that sort of thing.
But when we were, as we were, in the 30s, 7 upwards. I don't remember listening to radio so much.
Maybe not.
We in our house, we had the, what did you call that, the crystal set. I mean, I played about with that and tried to get programs.
But that was just, we passed that stage. We just happened to have one in the house.
But I mean, it was quite something to get somebody talking, you know, with a crystal and a bit of wire. I remember. Well, I'm older than you.
I mean, just moving on from that, did you
Did you pay much attention to the news in the cinema?
Oh yes.
Oh, we always. But it wasn't all doom and gloom in those days. I mean, it was.
Well, it would be perhaps a week later. We would know if there was some sort of disaster, for instance, a train disaster or a shipping disaster. You would read it in the paper or hear it on the radio. And next week, or the week after that, you would see it.
Pictures of it,
and
yes. Yeah, and it was the same fellow who was the background, you know, the commentator.
Peter, yes.
He had a very distinctive voice. He lasted for years and years and years. Was it Leslie Mitchell?
Yes, that's right. Leslie Mitchell was the movie tour one, wasn't
he? He never got the weather.
He was back in
the
Yeah, I never thought of that. That's right. It wasn't immediate as it is in television now. But I think it's too immediate sometimes.
And in 1939, we weren't deterred by the blackout. We still went with torches, leading us down.
We had to cross over this waste ground, and there was a rail about that height, and there was no lights on, and there was moonlight, and my mother stepped over the shadow and fell over the railing. Well, we thought it was the funniest.
She really hurt her leg, but we were in stitches. Absolute state. My father, he was doubled up as well. With no sympathy for her because she had stepped over the shadow and tripped over the paling. It just caught her right in her shin. Oh, we were cruel.
I remember once we went to what was our local cinema, and my local cinema was the Rule Picture House in Fun Frank, which was basically a big walking distance. And I was there on my own this particular night, and it seemed a lot, and the siren sounded for an air raid, and the siren just above the on the cinema roof. And there was always a caption from up in the street, all patrons were advised to stay where they were, and that was nice. So this air raid was going on and on and on, and it was getting, and the way past where I had come in the first instance, you know, I was seeing the film again, as it were, and I reckon it was time to get hold of it. I came out and managed to get a bus to go for a run over the areas of the film. And in fact, the foot of the road, and the bus was over some rubble. And this was actually, bombs had fallen one just in the field across the road, and there were three of them had fallen, 1, 2, 3. And, with home, which is about half a mile down the road. My family were in the air raid shelter, so I came from a bus into the air raid shelter, told them that the bombs had dropped in the year. So quite a bit of excitement.
You're in amongst it. Well, that was the 40s.
But I mean, it was just the 39 to the 40s.
It's just that the team's running.
I'll just take another check about it straight from home. See, a bit nervous about using tapes.
It's okay.
I'll be fine for another 5 minutes or something.
Yes.
I mean, you mentioned quite a number of cinemas with both of you in your letters. You talked a bit about the. You mentioned the Marne Street one, and the parade as well, you mentioned.
Yes. Uh-huh, that was the
It wasn't
street.
On the parade, it was in Meadow Park Street.
Street uh-huh.
What was that like?
Well, it wasn't as up-to-date as the others.
No, it wasn't as up-to-date as the two that were near us.
No.
Right.
Pretty bad, but I mean, it's still standing.
It's now a restaurant.
It's still standing. But it was better than the Marne.
Yeah, you can see the picture of it in that Loudon book. And it's not terribly, that's
the X here in front now.
I can see by the look of them, they were much. There's a picture of the parade in there, and it really doesn't look all that much on the outside. It wasn't as ornate. The entrance was nothing.
And the seats weren't as comfortable.
Yeah.
Because it was a wooden one. Whereas the Marne was like a wooden, as I say, a wooden construction. Parade was brick fronted.
The local flea pit, we called it. We didn't go in there very often.
But that didn't have wooden seats in it, then, did it?
No. But they weren't terribly well upholstered, and they made a terrible noise, you know, when you stood up. And if you had to go to the toilet, you weren't very popular because this noise of the seat, you know, going back.
There's a picture in there of wooden seats in one of the cinemas in Glasgow, and I don't remember any wooden seats where all the children were just...
I was never there.
I don't remember that.
And no back to... Maybe if you had to go down, down at the front of the Marne, there might have been...
Yeah, I don't remember it. But you didn't want to go down because your neck was...
It was terrible if you were put over
there. Mm-hmm. And another one you mentioned was Rex as well.
Yes, it was rather nice. As I say, it was more traditional as regards the Vogue.
But they made them look terrific because they wanted people to come in.
Yes,
they got all the money for it in those days.
Those
entrepreneurs had the money.
Well, it must have been with regards to the Vogue and the Cosmo, because Singleton. I mean, we never knew the names of the Rex or the Parade Picture House, who owned them. But the Cosmo Group, you knew that the head of it was either Singleton. Welsh, wasn't West, it was Welsh.
I don't remember that.
And he was the Lord Provost Welsh. But we knew their names. Because that was a Glasgow individual who owned it, but we wouldn't know who
he was. An eccentric.
Did you go to the Cosmo?
Well, that was more older. Yes, I went to French films. E.C. Parry was the newsreel. E.C. Parry. No, but that
we were
definitely
like
in our
going
late teens then.
And the other ones. Can I ask you a bit more about the ones in town? Out of interest. Do you notice a big difference yourself between the local ones and...
Oh, yes.
Yes,
uh-huh.
Well, not between the Ridge and the Rex,
so
they were as
good
as...
No, they were, I suppose they were, uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Now, there again, the ones in town were older than the...
Yeah.
But I mean...
I wouldn't say we notice any difference.
I would say that the Last Scala was definitely ahead of the Picture House and the Savoy, which was the two of them across the road round the corner. And I mean, Green's Playhouse left a lot to be desired.
I
say the Rex and the Fold were above that. But you felt you were really living up when you went to the Odeon, because you were paying more money in the Odeon. I remember saving up for Gone with the Wind to get into the Golden Divan.
That was in the Green's Playhouse.
Yeah, in Green's Playhouse. But we were in the Golden Divan, and we paid £1 for that. Now, that took a bit of saving. But my friend and I were determined we weren't going unless we could afford the
Golden Divan. I thought it was 12.6, but there you are, I won't argue with you.
Was it 12.6?
Which was very expensive, of course.
It was still,
we really thought it was terrific sitting in these big Golden Divan.
Well, I mean, it was as broad as that seat that you're sitting on. I mean, it was really comfort.
Yeah.
They had the golden and then the red.
Yes.
And then the ordinary seat.
That was another thing, when you went to the pictures, you'd watch out for some funny men that came out.
Oh yeah, you'd watch out for the ones with their waterproof across.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
They didn't do all that much, but I mean the knee would come up near you, or they would touch your leg or something, and they would freeze.
this was not... this was not in the 30s, I mean... It probably wasn't so very long ago, but I remember going into the Odeon cinema, and I actually thought I had touched a man's foot, and I thought, oh my God, he probably thinks, and I mean...
Against him.
I suppose they must have, but...
Yes, but you just knew yourself, you had to change your seat when you felt either the hand or the leg coming across, you know.
But they didn't go any further than that.
No,
I mean,
it wasn't child molestation.
No,
no,
definitely not.
It was just a feel.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
There was a touch of a foot, but that's how it went. But I mean, you absolutely froze.
Yes.
And you sort of get near your girlfriend, you know, look over a wee bit. I mean, nowadays we could give them a good kick.
In
those
days
you wouldn't dare do a thing like that to an adult.
No.
Didn't want to create any fuss.
Was it mainly, obviously you went together as a family to the cinema, did you mainly go with friends?
We had separate friends, so we went with them.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Did you ever go on your own?
Not as a youngster.
No, never.
We weren't allowed to do that. No, we always went. And you had numerous friends that you...
And you wouldn't want to go on your own now.
No, not at that age. No. You wouldn't want to go.
A big soup.
A big bark place.
Yes, I was at the bark. Sounds awful.
I'm just checking to make sure I asked you to know.
Yes.
When you were saying about getting these film magazines up, I was wanting to ask a bit more about that. Did you mentioned getting things like Photoplay and
Screen Stories and Modern Screen.
Yes.
Yeah.
That used to write the most awful stories, and we believed every word of it, but it was all publicity, you know, people were going with one another and then they'd fallen out, and we just devoured them.
And it was Woolworths that we got them from.
Yeah, we devoured, we loved them, and the pictures were so glamorous, and they were just absolutely gorgeous.
Mm-hmm. The way we liked them. It was a fight who was to get it first.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Well, that was really something to get the American film magazine.
Mm-hmm.
I love them.
Really
quite cheap. I suppose they must have been, we wouldn't have got them.
Yeah, as I say, Mum brought them back after the bill.
See, everything in Woolworths was sixpence or threepence, so it couldn't have been much more than that.
That's right.
Uh-huh. I mean, everything they sold there was sixpence and threepence, wasn't it, at one point?
Yes.
Sixpence and under. Well, maybe it was, I just remember sixpence and threepence, but it could be in between, I suppose.
Threepence and fourpence.
That's right, yes.
And you're seeing you cut these up for you?
Oh yes, with
scrapbooks. Scrapbooks.
But I don't have them anymore. I'm up in the walls, yes. No. Even I didn't keep them. I don't know why I kept them either. I just don't like throwing anything out. It's amazing all the stuff I kept during the war. I mean, I've actually gone to schools twice and talked about my experiences during the war with these things, like a gas mask. But I just don't know why I keep these things.
You were saying that you
have
pictures in the
walls?
Oh, yes.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
And we had to share a bed.
Mm-hmm.
Well, sometimes we'd be speaking to one another and have an imaginary line between us.
Both are down the middle.
I was interested when you said that you had your own. Got the
few
pictures, or did you ever have any
quarrels
about?
Oh, yes.
Well, that's what I'm saying. We had to keep a register so that we wouldn't get each other's photographs. Mm-hmm. That's mine. No, it's not. Well, we'll go to the register and we'll find. Look, it says it there. That's mine. Spencer Tracy's mine.
How did you
disturb
the viewers?
Oh, well,
we knew. We didn't like the same people. I mean, Margaret was daft over Errol Flynn. And nobody could understand. Well, I mean, it was only later that my favourite was Raymond Burr, but I can't remember who before that was my special favourite. And nobody could understand how I would like this big fat man. Little did I know he was a homosexual. I didn't realise that.
A lot of them
were,
of course.
Yeah, I know, but he didn't seem to
be.
It sounds like
you're
really interested in finding out all the details.
Oh, yes, everything, yes. But I mean, most of it was lies, but we didn't realise that. It was all publicity.
Well, we knew who was married to who and who was about to divorce. I mean, everybody says that in company. Well, we've got a question for you. Can you answer? We say that Sarah Miles is not the daughter of Sir Bernard Miles.
The only way of finding out for us.
I even went down to the library to look up the who's who, but neither of them are in the who's who, and I thought Sir Bernard might be. But we have a little bit of an argument, you know.
Yeah,
so
I'll find her, if she's written a book, and she must, if it's an autobiography, she must talk about her folks. So we'll
just
find
wondered if you had any.
It sounds likely, but
I
don't
think
so.
I think it's just the same names are coincidental.
The
names, yeah.
I even looked up, I think it's Bolt she's married to, I even looked up Bolt to see if they
married him twice.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what am I then? Useless information.
Because I mean, you feel that you almost got to what I'm thinking is someone else was saying to me that they felt like the movie stars became like friends, and I wondered if that was something.
Oh yes,
of course
you knew them. You knew so much about them, you felt that you knew them.
Yeah.
You were an authority on their private life as well as their acting life.
I mean, did you talk about the movies a lot?
Oh yes.
Yes, I think the
Madison
saw, yes. I mean, we did do other things. I mean, we played games outside.
Played,
I mean.
As children, yes.
Yes. And we're outside in the streets a lot.
A lot, yes. But there weren't too many cars.
Uh-huh.
You know, you could play at beds, if you know what that is.
Peaver.
You know, three steps, one step, two step, one step. Balls up against walls. Oh yeah, we did do other things.
Could you find it? We tended to go to the pictures more at certain times of year. I was wondering, for instance, in the summers we'd be out more.
I suppose we would be, but
uh-huh.
We still went for pictures.
So, oh yes, if there was a picture we wanted to see. You see, they turned them out so much, you know, that, and as I say, twice a week they were changed. So, I mean, having four cinemas
locally
twice a week. I mean, you really had, you could go 6 days a week, as I must have done in 1942.
Mm-hmm. It was always better to go to the cinema, but in the dark, rather than the sun, come out and film it sometimes.
Yeah. Wasted your time.
Yes.
Yeah.
All
fresh
it,
air. Sunshine. And there were the park entertainers we went to
yes,
see.
Yes, we went to see them.
Nothing
deterred you if you wanted to see something.
Uh-huh.
As Margaret said, if you didn't have the money, you took along the lemonade bottles or the jam jar, and you got money for it.
Halfpenny for a pound and a penny for £2.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Can you go to see films much now?
No, very seldom.
Very seldom.
I go to the pictures about twice a year, that's about all.
No.
It's
got
to
be
a very special
a very
one.
Big one.
Mm-hmm.
No. Like Jurassic Park or something.
Oh, I wouldn't go to Jurassic Park.
Well, I saw it and I thoroughly enjoyed it.
I'd
rather
watch the paint dry.
No.
Schindler's List, you went to see?
And was it this year that you went to see the Kevin Costner one? Dancing with Wolves? Was that this year?
You've actually been twice this year. And the last one before that was Gandhi, if I remember right, when you went to see.
More inclined to wait until it comes out in video now.
Yeah.
Fatal Attraction or something?
Basic
Instinct. No, I wouldn't say I was a film fan now. Unless it's a video, we might get occasionally.
Yes.
I don't go to the video shop very often.
Oh, I'm inclined to go. Living alone, I'm inclined to go and take one out. If there's nothing, you know, if it's like a Thursday night, to me it's a hot night in television, I might take it out now.
Have you
tasted
some pictures recently?
No, I still like happy ones, I must admit.
Yeah.
I like a comedy or a...
Well, I couldn't have sat through Schindler's List, there's no way.
No,
I
wouldn't want to see it.
That. And as regards Jurassic Park, it was because I was in America and I didn't want to be left at home alone, so I went along. But there were three kids very anxious to see it. And this is a matter of interest. I paid less than them being an old-age pensioner.
Is that so?
Yeah. The kids' tickets were dearer than me. And I found that I thoroughly enjoyed it, although Richard Attenborough annoyed me. He couldn't hold his Scotch accent at all. But, I mean, apart from that, I thought it was a very good film.
Was there a time when you found that you were going to the pictures less?
Yes, it lessened us there.
I think the 1940s and 1930s and 40s were our time for the
pictures.
Pictures, and after that it just
stopped. You were selective.
Very selective,
then,
yes.
Before you went to see.
Uh-huh. Because the old stars were going, and
uh-huh.
We didn't particularly like the new ones.
Okay.
Perhaps, yes, could be. I finally grew up. No, I'd say the 30s and the 40s were when we were really film fans. And after that, I just tapered off until it was practically nothing, as far as I'm concerned.
Do you still watch their films from the 30s and 40s?
Not particularly, though. If it's something that I really like, but occasionally I watch it and I'm so disappointed in it. You know, I'd rather prefer to remember it as I liked it. And then I'm disappointed when I see how trite it was or downright silly. But some of the, you know, the classics cannot be bettered. You know, David Copperfield, I don't think it would be better. Pride and Prejudice could not be better.
And we have both said, different occasions, that there is no way that we're going to see Gone with the Wind.
Gone with the Wind 2.
Uh-huh.
The follow-up, I think it
there's
just
no way, because I mean, they just cannot. They haven't got the same stars. We're not reading the book and we're not going to see the film.
That's right. Only
one Clark Gable and only one Vivien Leigh and all the rest of the stars. They couldn't better them at all.
Is that film that's very special for you?
Oh, yes.
Very much so.
I must have seen it about four times, but even at the fourth time, I suddenly saw that Ashley was such a wimp, whereas before I thought he was a romantic figure, but I say, oh, yeah. You know, you can pick faults in it once you see it a few times, but when we first saw it, it really was all out of this world. Gone with the Wind.
You couldn't read the book for crying.
That's right, yeah.
I can't read any more tonight.
Did you read the book before or after?
I can't remember.
I think it was before.
I don't remember. I used to sit up in bed at night with my gloves on and sometimes a hat on. It was so cold. So I could read my books.
Until she'd get reached a part.
That's the thing we did a lot. We read a lot.
Yes. Oh, yes. We read a lot. We've always read a lot.
A lot of them were the sort of school stories.
Of course.
You know, the fifth at St Kilda's, isn't it?
I can see Errol Flynn was lots of affirmation about him. And Deanna Durbin, was that something?
Oh, yes. Loved her. Loved her. Yes.
Loved her.
Loved her.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
What's it about Deanna Durbin, too?
Oh, she was such a bright personality, and she was a lovely singer as well.
Yes, uh-huh. And there again, our clothes, it appealed to us.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. As I say, we all wanted the Deanna Durbin hat with a wee feather. I got mine in Walk Brothers, I can remember that. Mm-hmm.
They were cheerful.
Yes. And Judy Garland, I mean,
the musicals with Mickey Rooney were out of this world. There's such a talent.
Always liked dancing pictures.
Yes.
You know, Singing in the Rain. And all the Rodgers and Hammerstein.
They would mostly be in the 40s.
Oh, yes. Uh-huh. Uh-huh. It's very difficult to keep your mind on
the 30s.
The
30s.
Of course. Uh-huh. Yes. And you're talking about a long period of singing.
Yeah.
And what about some of the child stars like Shirley Temple?
Oh, she was a great favourite. Oh, yes.
That was nice. Yes. I mean, they tried to bring in Vicky Stewart as a British Shirley Temple, but I mean,
no chance. No, she really was something else, Shirley Temple. I used to have these cut-out dolls that you had when you dressed them.
Shirley Temple clothes.
Oh, yeah, she was a great favourite. Shirley Temple. She always was an orphan or something, and she always had this funkiness about her, and she always won through in the end. It was always a happy ending. But she had, I mean, she really was, had a hard time, and then her bright personality won people's hearts over. They were all the same.
Yeah.
Loved them. I was a simple soul.
It sounds like you enjoyed them.
Oh, I loved them, yes.
Much. Uh-huh.
On the good ship Lollipop. Oh yes,
yeah,
they all have the same story as well, you know, behind the Hoofers and... Practically everyone came out was exactly the same as the one before. Same with the Ginger Rogers Fred Astaire, their storyline was trite. But we knew what was coming, but we didn't mind.
The dances,
we recognised
always,
them.
The dances were always different, the thoughts were always different.
Great tunes, great melodies. Yes, that was the, that was Warner Brothers. They were in for the gangsters. Warner, yes, they were.
James Cagney.
Edward G. Robinson.
Did you like one?
Yes,
yes,
we quite liked them as well. Yes. The Dead End Kids.
That's right. Billy Hallett.
Yeah.
We also liked our gang. Alfalfa.
Oh, that was really about way at the beginning, isn't it?
Yes,
then, our gang.
That's before the 30s. No,
it would be in the 30s.
No.
Jackie Cooper. Kidnapped, that was another
that's
one that
right.
did very well with
the.
They've never bettered that one.
No.
Wallace Beery as the Long John Silver. They've never bettered it. I must say, America did the classics very well.
Yeah, Newton wasn't as good as.
No.
No, but Newton wasn't. It would be just the Treasure Island.
Just when you mentioned
Jack
Cooper, you've got gangsters
for you
as well.
Oh yes, I can remember it vaguely, but not all that well. You remember the girl with us, who we used to be in the Shelby Temple, Jane with us. She was all the bad girl.
Yes.
She was very good. Jane with us.
And Virginia Woodler, but she never reached the same star from the three as she was.
Another one you've got here is Laurel and Hardy.
Oh, yes.
Like
now, funnily enough, I didn't appreciate them when they came out at first as I did
now.
Uh-huh. I can appreciate them
more.
You
can see the skill. Can also see the skill of the Charlie Chaplin.
Yeah.
Is he
appreciate
the we would see them, but we wouldn't really appreciate them.
I don't think so, no. But now, I mean, I can fall about when I see Laurel and Hardy. I mean, I think I appreciated them, but not as much as I do now.
You see, I still can't see anything terribly funny in the Three Stooges. I mean, that is terribly slapstick.
Well, now
I can appreciate Lauren Hardy and Charlie Chaplin.
Now, when I see them on television, I think they're quite funny, the Three Stooges. They're so absolutely awful. They're funny.
Well, they're funny, but they're not clever, I think.
They're more slapstick.
Charlie Chaplin,
clever.
What about
the Marx Brothers? Did you like?
Oh yes,
yes.
Like the Marx Brothers.
Yes,
yes.
Like the Marx.
Yes, they were really quite different. You know, they had a different sort of humour.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But if you see them over and over again, you maybe go off for a little bit.
Dustin Hoffman.
Okay.
Dustin Hoffman would like to play Harper.
That's
right. To make a film of Harper.
Uh-huh.
I think that's something he would like to do.
Yes.
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 Yes. Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Now I quite like to
some
fellows. What was the principal fellow? The one-liner fellow? Groucho.
Groucho.
I quite liked his humour. See, now I'm a Woody Allen fan. I really do like his films now. I'd say if he was... I know you can't stand him, but I think he's very good. I love him. I don't like him as a person, but I like him as a film star and a producer and a writer. And I like Woody Allen now. Yes, and the music. Yes,
yes.
Gershwin's music. Loved him in Manhattan. I thought it was wonderful. Yes, he does look used a lot. I think he's very clever.
I saw it.
I like Mia Farrow too. I think she's awfully good. Yes, it was very, very unusual. I haven't seen it before. And his radio days in Manhattan. I love it.
You hadn't seen that part of the
No.
No.
Yes, that goes way back.
All the Joan Crawford movies.
Yes, the woman, remember the woman that was a very, very
good
thing.
Uh-huh. And also with Priscilla Lane, the sisters.
Yes,
Lane sisters. Loretta Young. Oh, her sister.
We could go on and on.
Yes.
But we are.
These cards are really interesting.
Yes, I'm wishing I had kept it in better. I just don't have the whole book, which annoys me. I don't know what I've done with the rest of it. But that is way back. That must be definitely way back in the 30s.
Oh, yes. Well, see, it was a good gardener. I think that it was
that. Yes, that's right. Uh-huh. Yes. What's her called? Elizabeth Bergman.
Bergen.
Yeah.
Bergen.
Yeah.
Bergner.
Bergner was it, that's right. I'm getting mixed up with India.
Mm-hmm. That was my aunt's favourite.
When you see him singing and dancing, now you fall about. He was debonair, though. He had a nice way with him.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, lovely. Yes, he lasted a long time.
The colour as well,
it must have
been very nice when you
were... Yes, when you first I saw quite a lot of cigarette cards.
Something else I've seen.
Well, practically all the adults smoked, and of course, and I've still got the original packets around them, and you just went around all your friends, and if you had a doubler, you changed them. And so every time your father opened a pack of cigarettes, you were dashing over to see what he had. Because each one had a different, you know, there's lots of different things they saved up. Gold flake, WH Gold or something.
Did you get wee books?
You got wee books, yes. You I think, I don't know if you got them for nothing or not, I can't remember.
You got
them
from
New Digits, yes. I've got one on the Empire Exhibition, I've got one on dogs, which I can't find anymore. That was a great thing to do, was to save up the cigarette cans.
Was that something, did you have more of these?
No, I don't remember that.
One.
Uh-huh.
Yeah,
it was a whole page of, I need to cut out all the wee photographs and make sure you have them all in the right order.
You must have been
supposed to
fans again, because I've had so many children keeping that sort of care to
yeah.
cut the
thing. Uh-huh. Well, we're hoarders. We're a family of hoarders.
Uh-huh. Now take whatever you want with you, I don't mind as long as I get them back sometime.
Yes, I mean, that was very kind of them to offer.
Well, they're just sitting around doing nothing and they're thinking they're used to somebody.
But I'd love to be able to show them to the next as well.
Yes.
Just now.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
And I'm sure she'd be very interested.
Yes, as long as I get them back, I don't mind how long you keep them. Because I'm the only one that looks at them, and perhaps you would have got them sometime. They're just sitting upstairs doing absolutely nothing, so if they're any use to you, by all means.
It's very, very kind.
Just take whatever you want to take.
So I'm conscious that there's something popping as well. There's so many things that you're talking about that I think you'd actually maybe like to ask me a bit more about.
Yes.
If you didn't mind.
Not a bit, no. Just you let us know.
It's always difficult when you're talking.
Yes.
Like, well, I must ask about that.
Yes.
Yes.
Well, as they come into your mind, just write them down somewhere,
yes.
And that would be quite
yes.
good.
And I might some coffee.
Oh yes, that'd be nice. Yes, yes. Some cup of coffee.
That'd be lovely.
Doesn't matter, whatever.
Tea.
Yes. Now there's some shortbread in one of the tins, Jack. I made specially for you.
Yeah,
but
you take milk and sugar.
Just plain
without
no sugar.
Oh, that's easy enough.
Yeah.
And a shortbread in the.
Oh, you take sugar.
Huh?
Shortbread in the one of the tins.
And it's amazing that
they've
kept these in such good condition as well. There's so many people that have something like this in their
Yeah, because I think I had brown paper around them all, which I
uh-huh.
talked torn off so they look a wee bit better for you, but I did have brown paper around them.
Yes,
Well, at least you can maybe savour them. I mean, you're just glancing through just now, but...
I very much like to.
Yes. There's no point in taking the 40s and 50s. The 40s and... unless you want, yes.
I'll look at the
belt money
anyway, yes. I very much like to keep them 41. This must have given you hours of fun, actually.
Oh, yes, very much so.
You want this still to run now?
I'll just leave it, yes.
Okay.
You see the white colour? You're so carefully
coloured. Yes, one or two of my friends have been. I'm sure that some of them must be dated. And that. I'm sure. I just wondered, some of them might have been, I didn't do it all at the one time, but some of them might be in the 40s. I'll have to look up the book to see what the time of that Snow White, when it came out. Snow White and the Three Stooges, no, that's not it, that's right. 1937, yes. So we wouldn't get it till 38 anyway.
Did you read about the pictures before the plane then? Were you aware of the ones that were...
Well, we'll probably get them in the magazine.
Or the newspaper would give you a synopsis perhaps.
Yeah.
But I mean, we went to see some just because somebody was in it.
Yes, I mean, we just went.
Because it was Judy Garland, and we went because it was Spencer Tracy, and we went because we knew, as Jack said, it was somebody we knew, and we knew it would be good.
Good,
because
there
wouldn't be in it.
Yes.
If it wasn't good.
And the only reason I'm asking is, I wonder if you would put something like Gone with the Wind. Is that something?
Oh, the publicity would be tremendous.
Oh, very. Yes, oh yes.
Tremendous.
Talking. That's right.
Yeah.
Talking point. Really, Gone with the Wind.
Oh, heavens, yes. That was a... There's a tremendous publicity about it before they even made it.
And because they had such a job getting a Scarlett, you know, they interviewed so many actresses, and it was just pure chance that Vivian Leigh happened to just come on the set, or, you know.
No, they had something, the fellow who was producing it, his brother, had seen her in Fire Over England.
Well, that's right.
And she happened to be over in America because Laurence Olivier was there.
Making the...
And he brought her along.
Wuthering Heights.
They'd actually started the film before they had the Scarlet. Oh,
that's right.
They did one of the scenes, I think, the Atlanta thing, you know, when the house had gone down, and she was brought on the set, and he said, here's your Scarlet.
Yeah, that's right.
I remember watching a programme about that, that's why I
remember.
Yeah. Just so happened she was in Hollywood at the time. But she was just perfect. Perfect as a Scarlet.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yes, there's Melanie. She was lovely.
Yeah.
Lovely. And actually, Leslie Howe didn't want to play Ashley, but it was too old.
Uh-huh.
But it'd go off quick.
I can't imagine anyone else.
Well, that's why we don't want to see it.
Yeah, and Hattie McDaniel's as Mammy was out of this world. She got an Oscar for that. I think she was the first coloured lady to get
it.
That was really something that anybody in Hollywood could have coloured for. Because, I mean, what they did to the coloured people in films that we used to laugh at is horrendous.
Yes.
I mean, they were always the bellboy or the somebody in the train, you know, the porter, or they were some stupid... They made them idiotic sometimes, and it was so insulting. But we didn't think anything was wrong then. I mean, we didn't know any better.
No.
But now when you see them now, you say, oh, dear, dear, dear. Mm-hmm. No wonder they were annoyed.
I took my album that when I was overseas, you know, during the war, and I took it into the office, and I didn't realise that under a picture I'd got a couple of walks, and, you know, because we just refer to them as walks, you never put anything else.
That the Indians or the...
And if somebody in the office, there was only one person that
noticed
it. That noticed it and said, here, what's this one doing here? You just never thought of it, and that was just my heading of this particular photograph.
Mm-hmm. Shame on us.
Yeah. few people at Sydney Poetry or to make us really look at them.
Yeah.
It is, of course. But you must have a strong interest in it, you know, to want to do this.
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
Yeah, I
haven't seen all films, obviously, that we've been talking about, but once I have, I really enjoy it.
Oh, that was the heyday, of course, of cinema.
Yes.
The television came in. In fact, me and his pals tried to see it. Do you remember who did such and such? And
yes.
They were able to mention the names of the supporting people.
Because I was interested in that, you know, if you were typical movie fans or exceptionally interested.
Oh, certainly our friends.
I don't think our friends, they went to the pictures, but I don't know if they were as interested as we were.
Well, no, maybe not in the background.
No. I mean, I don't think my pal Isabel, who was a...
wondered if that was why it was giving me
problems. I don't remember my pal Isabel, who went to the pictures a lot, if she ever bought any of the magazines.
I don't think so.
No. I don't think Annie Colley did either.
No.
But she was interested in films.
Oh, yes, but no, I don't, you're quite
really
right.
Took
I don't
it to
think
extreme.
They were as interested as we were. Not to know the backgrounds.
No. Or maybe they just didn't bother with the magazines that we did.
Mm-hmm.
Doing a fine job.
Well trained.
Your dog's perked up
over
there.
Yes, awful. Food. As far as food's concerned, yes. No one is a fat.
No milk.
You take a Hermesid?
No.
Right.
That's yourself.
That's me.
Right. I take milk.
Let me show up. We haven't seen any plates, but you don't mind.
Thanks for the lunch.
Well,
I haven't bothered with plates, so
okay.
I can go in.
Right. We'll
slum
it.
How did the Queen get it?
That's lovely.
Famous for it.
A wee bit more. Right. Not easy when you're standing over it.
Yeah.
That's
better. It's really delicious. It's so different from the chocolate stuff, isn't it? Really nice buttery taste. I've seen that book, The Cinema
City,
before,
and
it really is very
good. Yes. If you haven't a copy of it, just take it with you, because I don't mind when I get that back either.
Well, that would be useful, actually,
mm-hmm.
to refer to, because it's...
Yeah.
Thanks very much. Very kind of you. Because it is interesting to see the inside, because so many of the cinemas, of course, are gone now.
Yes, this is it. So how will you get back home? Where have you to go to?
I'm actually at the West End, so I'll just get the bus again.
Uh-huh. You don't want to go in by train?
I don't know. Is it quicker to get there by train?
It's about,
yeah.
Well,
the one
train...
25
run.
Minutes.
Mm. But I would say it was.
Uh-huh.
Central.
Uh-huh. Mm. I mean, Jack could take you along to the Burnside, and you get quite a choice. You could give her a lift along. And what do you want to do?
Well, I could go. I would really like to get home.
Uh-huh.
As I say, I've been away since Saturday, really. If Jack doesn't mind.
You're not staying for tea?
No, I'd rather not, if you don't mind that.
It's been wonderful having a chance to talk to you both.
enjoyed it.
Well, I thought that would be better, you know, rather than go to two different houses and we can sort of bounce off one another, as it were.
Absolutely.
Or interrupt one another. As is our wont.
And I was really interested as well, because if you're going to people in the future, I must have been like, this is lovely. And did they have any preferences themselves when they were taking them?
I don't really remember ever discussing films with my mother and father. I wouldn't know. I mean, I remember Mum saying, you know, when it came out at first, how exciting it was for them. You know, they really believed that this train was coming towards them, and they're all shouting, and if the bad person came in, they say, he's at your back. You know, they really became part of the...
Shouted out.
That was way, way back. But,
I remember my mother telling me that when she went to the cinema, it was just a pail that they had. It wasn't a case, it was just a pail, and they threw in their penny or a halfpenny or whatever it was as they walked the
park. Is that in Motherwell?
I don't know if that was just one particular cinema.
Maybe,
Or not. That's what they did. Whether this was perhaps a matinee or whatever.
But it must have been very exciting, you know, going to the cinema for the first time and seeing these images coming towards you. I mean, it must have been mind-boggling. Yeah.
I mean, did any of the cinemas that you went to have problems with sound? Because I heard that sometimes the sound was a bit...
Oh, sometimes it would break down, and of course there were catcalls all over the place, you know, and clapping at the hands,
yes,
and you know, the fella must have been panicking in the projection room, but it didn't happen very often. No, I don't remember it, the synchronising thing not working, but
it does make occasion for it, soon rectify
Yeah. Everything just stopped and then it would
A friend of our father's was a cinema manager in Govan, and occasionally on a Friday night we were taken right past the queues, right up to the balcony, and it wasn't very often that we got to the balcony. We were generally in the stalls, and we used to get taken down to see films there. I think we were seeing them for nothing.
Absolutely.
Wonderful.
What was that one like in Govan?
Elder, it was a bit of a creep.
It
wasn't
up to much, no. It was just a sort of side street one, it wasn't a main street one. Is that right, a side
That's
street?
Right, yes, it was.
That was the time that we got a plate full of peas before we got on the tram. And of course, coming all the way from Govan to Ridley on a yellow tram through Bridge and Cross, by the time I got home, I think I was green. I didn't eat peas for years after that.
Well, another thing that we got was taken into the centre of the city, and they used to have the... at night time they used to have vans, and we used to get a roll of sausage from them and a cup of coffee. They had that standing in St Vincent Street.
Ah, they used to have... Do they not still have things like that for people to have cups of tea and... Not that I've been in town.
Well, you might have it for the down and outs, but certainly not. I mean, it wasn't down and outs that were going to it.
No.
It was just people happened to be in town. And
it's
that was another thrill.
I can imagine now the cinema of the 50s that we're talking about, and the cinema of today, where you have the one complex or the 8 or 9.
Yeah.
Which I have been to recently to see Schindler's List and Dancing with the Wolf. There's perhaps about 2 dozen people in the cinema. Well, of course, I now go in the afternoon. You can hardly imagine it.
Yeah, and you get the adverts, the coming attractions, and the big picture, and that's it. Lights up, out.
But I really object to all the adverts that you see now. You know, you pay your money to get into the cinema to see the film, and you're subjected to this advertising.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
At least,
Mm-hmm.
Did you ever see promotions for things in the cinema, in the foyer or anything?
No.
Well, I was once at a trade show, and I should have been at work. But I mean, that was, it was all cinema managers and people that were there.
But not in the ordinary cinema that as you were in. I mean, you might have pictures of the film stars, but there was nothing, we weren't promoting anything. Advertising something. Well, that what you're meaning, advertising something?
Yeah.
No, I can't
remember. Mean a product?
Yeah.
Ah, no, no. No, I thought you meant forthcoming pictures.
I thought.
No, just be pictures like that, what was coming.
No,
and they invariably had, all the way up the stairs, they'd have big pictures of the film stars, you know, all over the place.
And there was somewhere in the film, you know, the coming attraction.
Oh, yes, it had that. Part of the advert.
Yeah, uh-huh.
And of course, there might be an interval. Was there ever an interval when they were selling their ice cream and things?
Oh, yes,
that?
There always was an interval.
Get down with their trays.
Yes. Now, this is like the last gallery. You were getting the sound of the cups coming through.
The munching of the shortbread.
Everybody used to say they were going to the last gala, and you shouldn't say that because you were actually saying the
yeah,
gala.
of course, that's right, you go to the last gala, yes, that's right. You never said going to this gala, it was always the last gala, that's right. I've forgotten about that.
Sure.
Mind you, used to think the cafe up the road was the Elite, and
yeah.
It turned out when we were older we discovered it was the Elite. We thought it was the Elite Cafe.
One of the local cinemas down here, either called the Rio or the Arc.
I think there are your pictures in there. You see the R10 in there.
I only learned that recently. Uh-huh. That the one at Bear's Den was called the R10.
Mm-hmm. I don't know by any other name.
Mm-hmm. The Vogue was taken over by the William. Was that a general thing, you know?
Well, our Vogue was taken over and called the Ridley. I don't know who took it over, but it wasn't called the Odeon.
The Vogue was just sold off and individual cinema
taken over. Now, was it not the Ridley then became, because it's the Vogue Bingo Hall now?
Maybe it was the Ridley first of all, and then it's now the Vogue, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Possibly, got it wrong. Round the wrong way.
Yes.
Uh-huh. Well, you can tell those who were built maybe in the 1920s, 1930s,
yes,
the different styles.
Did you go to the films a lot yourself?
A fair bit, yeah. Not as much as I would like to, given the price.
Yeah, quite.
But, I tend to get quite a few out of the game as well.
Yes.
Just wait until.
Yeah, they come out
and
video.
Yeah. Some of the trees, I think, on the video, they might talk about four of my family.
Yes, I think that's what they do.
Uh-huh.
And sometimes you give it four out at the weekend for about £2 or something. Mm-hmm. Then. Depending where you go for them.
Well, even the libraries now have got them.
Yes.
To get a fast. A lot of videos in the Hamilton Library.
Is that so?
I don't think we have got it in Ridley, but we certainly have a very big video selection in the Hamilton.
There's one
in
the Great Western Road, I can't remember
what it's called.
It's one of the big chains anyway.
Was that the embassy or was it Anne's
Hand Cross? I think that's, yes.
Do you like any more tea?
No, thanks. I can't think of a cinema in Great Western Road.
No, the same for videos.
Well,
of course, the best cinema near us has been closed down, the salon.
Oh, that's the one, the Hillhead Salon. Yes. Uh-huh, that's the one I was meaning. I thought that was maybe where you got your French film from. No.
But that was really terrible from that
closed.
Oh,
I'm sure it must have been.
Yes.
Uh-huh. Yes.
I think that was one of the oldest in the last
few times. Yeah, it's been there a long time, yes. Because I remember taking our cousin George Davison, who's 8 years younger than me, to the Hillhead Salon. And his mother had given him money for sweets, which he bought. Never even offered me one. Oh, was that stuck in my mind?
Oh, I think I'd have asked him for one.
I must have gone, no.
I'm not the happy type, I just demand.
That was the Hillhead Salon.
Now, I don't want to rush you away, but I don't want it to be too dark when you're leaving.
You see, it's been very kind of people talk to me this sort of
length
and depth
about cinema. I'll think for you.
What about this now?
I don't know what went wrong with it. It was just in a bad...
Tape ends.